up your engine to 7,000 RPM and pop the clutch. It's the John Sarver Show here on the new CKIW.
Hey, everybody. John Sarver here. Boy, oh boy, kitties. What a show today. What fun are we going to have? It's a wonderful Tuesday outside today here in Studio A, looking outside at CKIWI Radio 76 Studios. Man, snow, go away. Drag racing right around the corner. Talking about such today, bum, 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 on the 5:15 show. Man, oh man, we've been looking forward to this day for a very, very long time. We have Stephanie Peterson from US 131 Motor Sport Park is going to be here at 5:15. Of course, on the 5:15 show as normal. And man, I'm telling you, we... It's been a long time coming. We're thrilled only because, as you well know, that we have so many other people wondering about 131 on this side of the state or anywhere else around the 71 people or 71 countries that are heard around the world. CKIW is 131 has this like woo about it. Because it is the fastest track in Michigan, they say, the fastest track, period. You know? And they got the good claim to be. We were there back in the day when they had Pink's All Out with Lewis Performance, with Gene Lewis, who shines around these parts once in a while. Matter of fact, he's bringing out the same car he had at Pink's All Out at US 131. And he's campaigning it this year. We're excited to see that. But I'm telling you, man, you go to 131, it's a different ballgame. It really is. Every track, and as you well know from listening to CKIW, every track has its own flavor, has its own personality, and they're all wonderful. I haven't seen a track yet we didn't like, or a track owner we didn't like, or people we didn't like. You know? They all have, they're like relatives. You're all one family. And we love to visit. So, Stephanie Peterson today, 5:15, talking all about US 131 Motorsport Park. Also, kids, did you see those pictures? Some spy photos sent to us by a fan that we popped up over there. And what's happening over at Lapeer with Fearless Bill Jennings. And boy, oh boy, I'm telling you, Billy, if you're listening, man, we're tracking you. We want to get you back on again. We've had Bill on a couple of times, and I'm telling you, he never disappoints. Talk about a straight shooter. However, look at what's going on at Lapeer. They're actually building during the wintertime. Now, if I'm not mistaken, March 21st is when a lot of the stuff gets settled court-wise. And I'm telling you, we're doing our level best to get Bill on first so we can hear what's going on. That, and have you seen the improvements over at Mid-Michigan? Nice stuff, Mary Jo and Mike. New speakers, thank you, thank you. You know, sometimes when you're sitting in the stands, the last thing strips or any really big gathering, they think less is the speakers for the public address system. And it's like, what? What'd they say? Who? What? Where? And they got some brand new speakers. Way to go. Northern Michigan, it's doing... It's kind of funny. They always throw around a lot of stuff, and it's cool. I don't mean funny, but funny in, as the unique part. They always are thinking, hey, should we try this? Hey, should we try that? Hey, what if we make a class like this? Oh, fabulous. I mean, talk about, oh, and they're also selling jackets and shirts, or they're kicking the tires to do so. They look very nice. I don't know if they're embroidered or not, but go to their site and you'll see some very nice stuff. The logo is outstanding. It really is. And I told Brian that a couple of months ago. Whoever did it, because, I mean, their logo used to be nice, but this one really kicked them up a notch. Talking about a notch or two, we are going to have Nick Chenoweth from Ugly Dragway is going to be with us. In just, I think next week, I got to double check that. Daniel, double check that for me. Because he's going to come on. Normally, he comes on the 515 show. But this time around, what he's going to do is we're going to go talk about classes. You know, we just got done talking to Justin, who is going to be with us next week on the 515 show. And he's obviously the part of the top door slammers of Michigan. One of the things, and what we're going to have Nick do, is we're actually going to have him pin classes. We are going to ask, because really, before, back in the day, you had, you know, Stockers, Pro Stock, Funny Car, Top Fuel, Sportsman, and Altereds, and a little bit of, you know, AFXers, you know, the front runner of Funny Cars and all that stuff. Now, if you're just either starting drag racing to enjoy the sport, or you've kind of been away from the sport and you want to come back into it, man, I'm telling you, there is so many classes. We're talking to Brian Wolf. All right. The difference between a radial class, a 10-inch class, a 12, an 8-7, oh my God, okay, an 890 class, pro mod, regular mod, rock and roll mods. Jeez. All right, there's 1,001. You know, what's the difference between box, no box, running electronics, prep, no prep? Good Lord, we're just scratching the surface here. You know, grudge races, gambler's races. You know, no time races, we're not going to talk about. But, I mean, it's the whole, whew, why are there so many people standing at the starting line? You know, that there's, we're going to go through just about every single class on the top of my head. We're going to have a shot clock. And what Mr. Chenoweth is going to do is he's going to go through every one of the classes and explain every class. He's got 30 seconds to explain the class. We're going to pin it on our Facebook page, CKIW iRadio 76 at Facebook. And then this way you'll always have something to refer back to, because sometimes our drag racing brethren forgets that people are just learning. You know, they want to participate in the sport. It's kind of like if you sat down to a football game and you never told anybody what was going on. You know, what's a Tampa 2 defense? What's a nickel? You know, what's a full package? What's a blitz? You know, what's a WR? You know, people like to have fun. If they understand the sport better, then they get more excited about the sport. And sometimes, especially in drag racing now, because it seems like every year there's a new class. And what we want to do is we want to make sure that everybody plays on a level playing field. Everybody can talk the same way. Yeah, it's cool to know the jargon, you know, and it's kind of cool sometimes if you're wired this way to kind of talk over people's heads. But it's more fun when everybody gets to come in the pool. We think, and that's our opinion here at CKWR Radio 76. And since I own the enchilada, that is our slant here. Everybody should be able to enjoy drag racing. Great sport. Been around for decades, man. all kinds of history, all kinds of characters, all kinds of great stories. And they shan't be missed. And drag racing went through, you know, a little bit of a lull. But here they come again. Cool. All right. So who else did we get? We got everybody, right? Milan, we're not sure what's going on. Milan, we're trying to talk to. We saw them at Autorama. And I think we're going to, you may be surprised by Friday of this week. See what's happening with those kind of friends. But man, it's racing season. You can see on Facebook, people are getting that itch. I mean, even people that just do cruises, and by the way, we will be at the Woodward Dream Cruise again this year. Right in front of Bravo, we will be at, obviously, Woodward Avenue, just a quarter mile north of 12 miles. So do a burnout at 12. Come on by at the CKAW Radio 76 booth. We'll give you a ticket that says you ran an 880. Now, the crummy thing is, now come see us on Friday, because Saturday, the Royal Oak cops are there, and they're there thickly, and they watch us watch them watch us. So we don't put out the bleach. We don't do anything reckless on the street. That's silly. You know, come on by, say hi. We'd love to have you. Matter of fact, we had Mr. Superbird came by last year, Richard from Wisconsin. And I had a great time with him. And you could be one of the folks that we say howdy doody to you too. Talking about saying which, we did see Greg last Thursday. He looks great. He's getting around now. His hair is really, really, really long. No, it's not. He's itching to go. And I'm telling you, we're going to have our schedule of places we're going to be out probably within the next 2 weeks. So you can see where we're going to be broadcasting from. And we can't wait to get out there. If you think racers are itchy, oh, brother, so are we. Okay, that, as I'm going around the state, that's it. Oh, and also, thanks a whole big bunch to Todd Sr. Dunham of Drag Racers of Michigan. Always a lot of good things coming out from them. You know, and he sends us a lot of stuff, and we got to get him back on, regardless. We just got to get him back on. There, did you see where those kids are racing slot? They're drag racing slot cars. And they're not kids, you know? They seem to be a little bit older, but it looks like everybody gets to join. Everybody has a slot car, and to drag race a slot car, that's got to be cool. We're going to go try to find these people, you know? But two things we're trying to find. A four-speed club and these guys that do slot car. Because we, you know, talk about something that was dead and gone, slot car track racing, outside of your home and even inside of your home. And hey, if it's going to try to make a comeback, trust us. We are going to be doing the best we can to help that out. Talk about helping that out. Chaz from our Fine Graphics place up in Frankenmuth, Michigan. Yes, they're finally coming. The stickers, the CKIWI Radio 76 stickers are coming. This week, we're going to see the proofs. He's going to send some down. And then we're going to order some up. And then you get to put them on your car. And then when you do, that means that in between rounds, if we see a CKIWI Radio 76 sticker on your car, a big 6x6, beautiful looking jabby doop, our crew's going to come up and say, howdy do to you. And we're going to put you on the radio live right there. And depending on the track and depending how good the Wi-Fi is and all that stuff, this year we're even doing videos in between live worldwide. So if you put a CKWI Radio 76 sticker, we're thinking about putting it in the back glass, right behind the driver, kind of perpendicular there, then that way, you know, the crew can see you. And we're going to unleash Greg on you and Sue on you. They're going to be that team that's going to be walking around. We would love to put you up live. I mean, folks, we're in 71 countries around the world. They want to know who you are. That's how we grow the sport. When we get fans that get excited about different cars and different racers, that's how the sport gets bigger. Yeah, you can be excited about, wow, okay, here's a red Mustang going up against a black shiny Camaro, and away they go. But if you got, you know, as people would say from back in the day, if you got, say, the Undertaker versus the Tornado, or Saxon Martin, or somebody, if you got a name on the side of your car, folks, it's a lot easier for us to give you a push. And believe me, we're going to give you a push, and we're going to give it to you for free. And you're going to like it. But that's what we want to do this year. Fans want recognitions. There's a reason why baseball jerseys have names on them. There's reasons why NFL or any football helmet has a logo on it. Can you imagine if you went to, let's not say Ford Field because God knows about them Lions. But if you go to Soldier Field in Chicago and everybody just wore white uniforms, white helmets, you'd be like, who? It'd be like going to Jimmy John Field up here. Who do we root for? Who do we like? Why do we like those people? There is a reason. Yes, it is about marketing, but it's marketing so you understand who these people are. What happens if you're in NASCAR? What happens if back in the day you're in Rockingham and all the cars were painted white? Okay. Or even now, since all the cars kind of look the same. What if they were all painted white? Why would you care? Who would you root for? Oh, there's another white car, another white car, another white car. You know, the folks that have pizzazz, and I mean even down to the stuff where Chris Schneider from Psycho B Racing, I mean, she knows how to put it. It's got a logo. It's catchy. It's got a catchy name, so much so that Facebook hates it, bans it. Okay. She's got a story to tell. And she competes. Okay. This makes you want to go, all right, let's see. Oh, she's here again today. Great. Hey, we're at the drags today. And oh, look, you know. It's like, yeah, we're at 131. And look who's here today. It's the, the kicking boot Camaro. All right, great. God, I like that guy. I hope he goes up against a Ford or something. That used to be the whole thing, man. When you saw Garlitz go up against Kellamaschini's, you know. I mean, any time that you would see Shirley go up against anybody, if you're a Shirley fan or not, you hope that she went through the whole field or didn't. Della Woods, you know, a woman in funny car. You know, and back in the day, and even Krista was telling us about that, what, last week, 2 weeks ago? Last time she was here. About how she still runs through some of the that guy's giver in 2020. All right, that being said, that's how we promote you. Again, I hate to harken back to the day, but back in the day is when you take a look at those films and you see the stands were brimming with people. Not like they sometimes don't brim now, but they don't brim night after night after night. And so when you hear those, Sunday, Sunday, and at this particular point, it was at Motor City Dragway this Sunday night. Come see, you know, Don the Snake Prudhomme go up against the Mongoose, Todd McEwen, in an all-out funny car, wheel standing, blah, 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 blah. As opposed to Sunday, Sunday, couple of cars go down the drive. You know, at one time, and you could tell when Motor City was really getting hit hard, their Sunday Sundays, or Sunday Sunday, Camaros, Mustang, Roadrunners, NFL flat. There was no excitement. Nobody cared. CKIWI Radio 76, we have a couple of philosophies. One is we say what we mean. We show up where we say we're going to do it. We're going to be hopefully the nicest folks you'll ever meet. And there's no backdoor kind of weirdness. There isn't some kind of tit-for-tat kind of thing. We just love the sport of drag racing, and that's why we are the high-performance hits of the 60s and 70s, because we wanted to have a car theme. We're not NASCAR. We're not Formula One. We're not the folks in the dirt, even though we dig all racing. All racing is very, very cool. But there's just something about when that tree drops, the excitement begins. And we salute each and every owner of every single drag strip in Michigan and even around the world. Matter of fact, we talked to, I believe, Ruth, the lady from Elkhart, Indiana. That's going through a little bit of fun because she's been there for, I think she said, 6 decades. And they started building McMansions around the place. And then the people went, it's too loud here. We're going to have to sue. Did you not notice there was a drag strip there? It was there probably before you were born. And you have the gall to sue these people who, folks, especially in the Midwest, you know, and Brian Ledford's got it kind of the worst, you know, because they are in a place where it gets cold quicker and your season is smaller. You know, these folks are trying to make a buck. Yes, they want to entertain you. Yes, they want to give you a safe place to race. All strip owners do. They want to make sure that you, who walks through the door, is going to have a great time when you leave and say, man, we got to come back again. That was a riot. That was fun. You know, but if you keep silly lawsuits and stuff, you know, a lot of these folks are kind of not, you know, they alternate between black, red, black, red, black, red on the ledger. Some are comfortable. But, I mean, some are not. And so that's why we need you to come on out. Have a chili dog. Have some Coca-Cola, Pepsi, or water, you know. Drag strips aren't like Little Ripoff Arena in Detroit. When you see a little spit of wine is $12. What? I mean, you can go to any drag strip, and I don't care if you go to 131 or you go to Northern or you go to Ubley or Mid-Michigan, anywhere. These folks are not going to charge you $40 to park your car if you're going to come in as a spectator. Drag racing is probably the most affordable sport you can participate in. Unless you're racing. Thanks, Daniel. Yeah. But, I mean, as a fan, you get to sit in the sun. You know, nice little breeze dropping by. Most of the tracks are beautiful. And, I mean, Ubley's got, like, a campground right there. Turn left, there's your campground. Northern Michigan has trees all the way around it. It looks like a campground with a drag racing place in the middle of it. Mid-Michigan, I mean, very nice places for you to just park your car. 131, from what I can remember. You know, the pits were outstanding. You know, the bathrooms were outstanding. The concessions were wonderful. You know, and we do have to say for Mid-Michigan, their ice cream, outstanding. That's what we should do. I'm looking at Richard that he can like start writing this stuff down. What we should do is we should have like a top 10 foods from concessions of drag strips, especially in Michigan. It's a wonderful sport, folks. It really is. Yes, it's loud. Yes, if you don't dig the tire smoke, you know. However, I think if you go once and you know what all the class is, what the jargon is, what these people are doing, how come this guy's, you know, leaving later than the other guy, but before they go to the finish line, they put on their brakes. What does all that mean? Aren't you supposed to just hit the gas and go fast? If you know the ins and outs, or even if you know, you don't have to be a scholar, but as long as you kind of understand the basis of what's going on, you'll get hooked. Absolutely, positively, you'll get hooked. Talked about hooked. How about we get some music going here on CKWI Radio 76? Coming back with the Beatles.